Oh my God. It's finale day.
Yay!
Jessica, are you so excited?
I'm so excited.
Where are we? Who are we? What is this?
I'm Jessica.
I'm Thomas.
And this is We Hate the Bachelor,
the most iconic podcast where we drag the shit out of some fucking reality TV that I love with my whole heart.
My whole heart. I'm fully invested.
And the most incredible part about this finale episode is we have our favorite and only special guest so far, Joel.
She's back.
And
yes, hey.
Hi.
So excited to be here.
To celebrate the finale, we just have one quick little just to pop our way in.
You know,
gotta celebrate.
Some
How did we feel about this episode, my loves?
We have a lot to talk about.
Holy fuck, do we ever.
An emotional roller coaster for Greg.
For Greg.
For Greg.
Mostly for Greg.
Mostly just for Greg.
Let's jump in.
Let's jump the fuck in. So we open on our live studio audience.
Yeah, a little bit of a weird. Usually they do open like this, but I wasn't a huge fan of the production of the episode.
Yeah.
But we do love the Vegas Review dresses.
Holy fuck.
On Katie and Tayshia.
These yes. Caesar's Palace looks.
Did they film in Vegas? Maybe.
10 out of 10 points for Tayshia and continuing the braids look.
Yes. She looks great.
Ethereal goddess.
She could wear a fucking paper bag and I would scream about it.
Yeah.
As we know.
We have a very quick, sad recap of the Grexit.
Oh my God.
Which is just a continuation of the memorial, I guess, from last episode. Matt, I don't want to see it.
I'm over it.
I don't want to see it.
Don't want to see him either. Who does?
The most notable part for me was sad Katie, Navy Henley, slippers.
And that is it. End scene.
Yeah.
Didn't even put on a kicky shoe for this one.
No.
Slippers.
Yeah. Katie comes out to join them and she's wearing bridal white, obviously. But one thing we did notice is her hair is looking quite thick.
Very full.
We love a ponytail.
Could it be a Sugar Bear hair gummy or could it be extensions?
The ad is coming out as we speak.
Yeah. Flat tummy tees next.
Oh my God.
Smile seconds. Waiting system.
Do love when Caitlin's like, "Okay, see ya, girl," and the door closes and it's just Katie still crying in the bathroom.
So sad. So sad.
The saddest. But then we just cut to present day and everything's fine again.
Katie's fine. She's still very emotional, though, talking to Tayshia and Caitlin. Yes.
Yeah. So how recent is this post-filming? What do we want to say? Like a couple months?
2-3 months?
I think it's like 2-3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, it must be.
A long time holding on to the anger.
Yeah.
The Greg grudge.
You heard it here first.
Do you think that Katie always looks better in casual wear to me? I don't know. They've been doing her so dirty this whole season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's the casual queen that
she
needs
looks
to
good.
Be.
Yeah. When they cut to her testimonial, so they're flashing back and forth. This is what I didn't like about the production. They flash back and forth between present day and the after the Greg situation.
Yeah.
And she's wearing that purple sweater.
Yeah.
I think she looks really good. I
so
agree
cute.
With you. The cash is a good look for her. And I think it's what she prefers, to be honest.
Northwest.
Yeah. We love
I mean,
to see it.
We remember her date with Matt James where she showed up in a sweater and jeans.
I bet you she remembers it too. Big regret. Big regret.
Speaking of regrets, like how long till we see her with new lips after seeing herself on TV this much?
I hope she doesn't get new lips. I think her lips are fine
I
the
love
way they
them.
Are.
She has a great Cupid's bow shape.
I think she only needs a new top lip.
Yeah. And it would be hard because I think Tayshia's lips are natural. I'm not sure. But Caitlin's are definitely not. So it would be hard sometimes when you're like around all of that to feel comfortable with your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Love it. But yeah, then we're back at the house and it's Blake and Justin. Blake and Justin are finding out for the first time that Greg has left.
And they look shook.
They do look shook.
Yeah.
Well, they're obviously not expecting it.
No.
No, because I think they all think he's going to win.
Yeah. I think that they've had some insecurity around the fact that they can tell the whole time that they've had it, that Katie and Greg have had a connection.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
And now he's gone.
Yeah.
And like nobody leaves this late in the game. They already had a big exit. That's usually the one. You usually have one big exit.
Yeah, the Michael.
The Michael.
There has been someone who's left at Final Three before.
Has there? Who?
Desiree season, Brooks. Bachelor historian Joel coming for your gig.
That's why he's here.
Yeah. So, and the result of that season was a lot of people thinking, oh, she picked the other guy, Chris, I think his name was. They're still together, but always with this thought, like, she kind of should have been with the other guy. This time, maybe not the case.
Yeah.
I think none of us think she should have been with that guy. after how that went down.
After seeing it all go down, for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely thought that he was the one.
Why was Greg the dominant feature of this episode? He had a bit at the beginning, bit in the middle, and a huge bit at the end. It was like almost like Greg's season of The Bachelor.
Maybe because he was so well-liked by Batch Nation. He definitely, everyone really loved him.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do himself any favors this episode.
Definitely cut our own chances of being Bachelor. No. That's for sure.
But what I love is that, so when Tayshia and Katie, did you guys notice this? They're telling the boys that Greg is gone. And Caitlin was like, she's emotionally devastated. Basically saying that he was the one.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, good old Katie.
Points for Tayshia's cerulean French tuck sweater.
Oh, my God.
As always, she wins best dressed.
You guys, what are we going to do all of BIP when I don't look at Tayshia? Should we do a Tayshia minute where I pull up her Instagram?
I don't know. David Spade has a lot going for him. I don't know. He's contending for Tayshia in your eyes. No.
Not my first choice, that's for sure.
But you're second, I'm sure.
Oh, very close second.
Super close.
Incredibly close second.
And Caitlin.
Yeah. We all know how Thomas feels.
I will say, listen, I will be the first to admit that this episode and overall the season has changed my opinion on her.
She did really well these last two episodes in particular.
I will say I don't dislike her now.
Good.
Now I'm just like, she's there.
And you're right. She is there.
Yeah.
I think she has the most natural hosting abilities.
I agree.
Between her and Tayshia, even though I like Tayshia more. I think that she has the heart for those hard discussions. And I think Katie and her really have a connection.
I think so, too. I saw she asked, and even, we'll get there, but when she's having the conversation with the men at the after the final rose, she asks the questions that we're all wanting to know. And
the
she kind of asks,
cues.
And she gets the clarification, which is what we want to see.
Yep.
But let's move on to Blake's overnight. He gets the first one-on-one.
Listen.
Bang sesh.
Let's talk about the bang sesh.
Multiple times, apparently.
Multiple times. I mean, can you blame
them?
Whoa, no.
Good for her.
No windmills this time, but.
I think, were you the only one that watched that season?
Hannah Brown?
Yeah.
Was I the only one that watched this season?
I think you were.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. Well,
I've watched the highlights.
Yeah.
Like, I know about the windmill.
I think I started and then
that's why everyone liked Pilot Pete.
Right.
And then he did himself. Ugh.
Oh, my God. Talk about fucking ruining your own career.
Mm-hmm. Your career on The Bachelor.
I'm pretty blasé about Pilot Pete.
Yeah, well, his date look, hot.
Yeah.
What was he wearing? I don't remember.
It was just like a cream top and like nice jeans, just really well fitted. And I'm a Blake apologist now. So like, honestly, like I'd fuck him just looking at him at this point.
He has just such short guy energy to me. But he's pretty tall. I think he's like 5'11". He's tall.
Well, that's average for a man though.
Yeah, is it? Because I think, as I know from the dating apps, because I'm on the dating apps, everyone's 5'7".
Well, no, but they say they're 5'11".
They
show up and they're
5'7". Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
So yes. I would say 5'7" is the average.
Oh.
Internationally, maybe.
Yeah.
not generally on Bachelor.
Listen, Ed, there are a few guys who can pull off a 5'7", and I still think they're attractive, but not that
many. Can you give me a suggestion? An example?
No, I can't. I can't think of any right now. It's slipping my mind. But if you're like really hot, maybe you're like Ryan Gosling or something. I don't know.
Hunter.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh,
yes.
Holy fuck.
So the Blake 101.
They have a run and jump.
Yes.
Let's talk about the run and jump.
You mean the jail?
Yeah, go to right to jail. Do not pass go.
He really holds her butt.
Blake loves Katie's ass more than anything.
His hands are...
They're
on her butt.
Between her legs.
They're between her legs.
In like at one point we thought his fingers were inside of her on camera.
Yes, and maybe they were.
Honestly, good for them. This little paint water balloon fight moment.
10 things I hate about you fantasy.
Oh my God.
Just brings you back.
It was really cute and looked really fun.
Yeah,
I would do that date.
Yes, absolutely. And very 100%.
Rarely would I say that on any of these dates. That's a date I would love.
And it reminded me of the Zach and Tayshia date where they painted and made out on the floor.
And that's when he entitled the painting Clarky and the Queen.
Oh.
I'll never forget it.
My.
I'll never forget it because it sounds like a band name.
It
seems like it sounds like a band name. I love Tayshia and Zach, so.
Yeah, I'm not mad about that.
I know. And then we also get to see a hot tub moment.
So, spoiler alert, usually Jessica and I watch this separately and then we come together and we compare notes and we discuss it. This time we had a little party. There's been two bottles of wine that's been had. So bear with us. But we were mentioning how we hadn't seen enough hot tub time, and literally immediately
3 minutes later, we have a barrel hot tub.
Immediately. And it's like the heavens opened. God shone down on
us. My biggest takeaway from this hot tub was that we did not see enough of Blake's body, and Katie's bathing suit was fucking ugly.
It was really awful. Yeah, it was awful. Why would you want to zip up your bikini top?
With three ties on the back.
You also have to tie it up. Why would you want to work so hard?
And then why are you giving people an opportunity to just undo your fucking bathing suit?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we know what's going to happen.
So many questions.
I digress.
Yeah.
So many questions.
What I did think was awkward about this was that they spent a lot of time talking about the Grexit.
The whole time.
What we saw anyway, the whole time. Yeah.
But I think that if you were actually serious about someone and you were in this situation, you wouldn't be telling them what was going on with the other men. I think, to an extent.
Yeah.
This maybe did go on for a little bit long, but I think she cared enough to tell Blake what was going on.
That's true. And I think, yeah, maybe it is fair because maybe she was being a bit off her emotions. And then he obviously knew that he had gone home. And Blake was shook too. So maybe it just made sense.
I mean, I think it's fair to like kind of describe the situation. I don't think I would have said that I was like gonna quit the show, because I think that's a little telling.
Yeah, it's like giving it an ending before it's due. And luckily she didn't leave, but she was probably not allowed.
Contracts.
Well,
contracts.
And we already are a short season as it is. So,
but I think then that maybe in that moment she also realized that like Greg isn't the one. If he's gonna run out on me,
I mean, he did. He just acted like such a fucking loser.
Yeah,
but exactly. I too would be like, wow, maybe I wasn't into
bitch
him.
Boy Greg.
Bitch boy Greg.
I called it from day one. Did I not?
I know.
Sure did.
I hate to tell you, you're right.
I know you do. I also hate to admit that I'm all in on Blake.
I kind of been all in on Blake for a few weeks. I liked him on Clacia's season.
I thought he was way too much on Clacia's season.
He was a douche on Clacia's season.
I didn't like him for either of them.
No, I do like him for Katie.
Me too.
Yeah, I do.
He has a great nipple size.
Yeah,
too.
Very proportionate. Green eyes, which I noticed for the first time this episode. and I do like those. Yeah, he's got a lot of pieces that I like. And I think I would look twice on the street. I would.
Oh, I'd turn around for sure.
Yeah.
And then I'd open up Grindr and see if he was on Grindr.
Right? We did discuss that his jaw and he is large and he talks through his bottom teeth. So I have a question. What kind of dog would Blake be?
Oh.
An English bulldog.
Yes.
The biggest.
Exactly.
And not even just because of his jaw. Also the way he stands. Because his legs are
bulldoggy.
Yeah, it is a bit bulldoggy.
Yeah, we're a little bow-legged bit.
Yeah, yes. Speaking of dogs.
Speaking of dogs. Hello, welcome to the podcast. What are your thoughts on Blake? Did you like him? So we cut to like the night date and she shows up with the heaviest layer of blush we have ever seen on a woman.
Full compact blush just smeared on her face.
Like that's more than Trixie Mattel wears.
Yeah.
It's tragic. Correct. It's tragic.
It was way too much.
White dress and jacket. Mixed reviews in this group.
We have mixed reviews.
I like the jacket.
The jacket is chic.
Yeah.
We love.
I didn't like the boob sparkle until the straps were revealed.
And you could see.
That it was a continuous sparkle.
The dress
sparkle.
Was better without the jacket. The jacket
yes.
was better without the dress.
Exactly. Yes. Shouldn't have been paired together. Yes. But overall, I would say 100% better than the cardigans of last episode.
The pink cardigan.
It's going to be a no.
We hate it.
So this just in from Blake. He does not play games with love.
He doesn't play games with love.
After he's been on 3 Bachelorette seasons.
Famously known as a game of love.
He's not playing games with love.
He's not playing games.
He wants to make that very, very,
very clear. But they are cute together. They're just like two horny little rabbits.
They want to have sex.
That just want to fuck
so bad. I think
there's
some touching under the water for sure. Boner alert.
Yeah, my hand would be underneath the swimsuit immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a little dingly dangle.
Oh, yeah. For sure. We've all been in hot tubs with people.
Correct.
Before. Men are always a little handsy.
I mean.
You know?
It's what I can't help it.
Famously.
Can't fucking help it.
Yeah.
It was cute. His little speech to her was really cute. The way he kind of revealed his I love you was really cute. He did a good job. I think he's very dopey in like a endearing way.
Yeah. I know we're kind of reading him for being on the game. And dang, he doesn't play games. But I actually do think that when he said it, he was being sincere.
I agree.
It felt sincere to me.
Sometimes it does feel like he's just saying the right thing to say the right thing. But this time I did feel like he was
speaking from the heart. I don't really think he's smart enough to say the right thing, or like the right thing at the right moment.
Correct.
Yeah. I think it's easier earlier to say the right thing. Once you're in it this far, you have to like show up.
Yeah.
And I think he was.
Yeah.
And she seems pretty smart, so I think she would get it if someone wasn't.
She would know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
My only complaint is eye contact. He never makes eye contact. He does not know how to sustain eye contact in a serious conversation.
No.
And that is a little...
And he opens his eyes really wide sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes he does. Yeah. You did notice that.
I've noticed it
not as wide as Justin.
No one can.
Because Justin is he is the icon. He is the moment.
He's incredible.
And then it comes to his moment.
Well, but I did love that she also said, I fucking love you so much. That was very cute as a reveal.
When she said that, I was shocked.
Me too.
Me too.
I love the format. The format that she has been demanding.
She set for herself because famously everyone breaks the format. Even Tayshia said earlier that she told like three guys she loved them.
Yeah.
Very me.
Okay, so do you think that's better?
I don't know. Until I'm in the situation, I don't know. I probably would just go with what I was feeling. Now, at that moment, I felt like it. I would just do it.
I imagine being so fucking confused with all these hot people. Like, I would be falling in love with everybody. And then not know where my feelings were.
Yeah.
So if people are telling you they love you after you just met their families, I can imagine feeling like you want to lean in.
Yeah.
You would. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But I think it would be tough to be the person rejected that you already told that you loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will say that her reaction to Blake saying that he loved her was better than her reaction to Greg.
Yes.
Which maybe says something.
I think that says a lot of things.
She was really positive. Like, and I didn't think her reaction, we talked about this last time, I didn't think her reaction with Greg, it was maybe a little muted, but it was okay. But this one, she was like, she leaned in. She was like, awesome.
She was
That's
all
so
in
exciting.
On Blake.
She was all in on Blake.
Which we love.
I think there was also just a lot more going on that day with Greg, too. Like, this was like a Katie and Blake moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Greg kind of said it after a lot of stuff had already just happened that day. And she was in her head, right? And she wasn't ready for that moment. So I kind of get what happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Then we get to the hotel room. They're so excited to have sex. One thing that Joel pointed out that you and I missed was that there was maple syrup on the nightstand.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
There was. And it was half empty in the morning.
Well, because, listen, I would want to use it after he talked about it.
That's a lot of sticky, though.
For the first
time. But it's not your bed. Not your bed.
True.
Call down.
A Canadian moment on your first time.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. Call down to room service. Be like, we need more sheets.
It's true.
More syrup.
We've been fucking.
Multiple times.
As she tells.
We have fucking heard. Next morning, they wake up, breakfast in bed. Something that the three of us have come to a conclusion on is Katie in the robe with no makeup on with messy hair is her best look.
It's her best look.
Yeah, like, dare we say, the
I
best she's
the
ever looked.
And not a French tip to be found. Just a nice, clean red nail.
Red nail.
Your prayers were answered.
Your personal prayers were answered.
The heavens opened for
I
you today,
literally,
Thomas.
I cried.
Until the end of the episode.
Yeah.
When they were kind of back.
They were definitely back.
Yeah. As overnights go, I mean, it was no windmill, but it was very good.
Yeah.
I will say.
Apparently, she was feeling very satisfied.
I mean, as she told Caitlin Bristow, satisfied many times.
I mean, that's all you want.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
And
I think we all agree on that.
I think we all,
And
like
our one
good,
listener also agrees.
Hey, we're up
we
to
know.
Like eight,
hey.
Okay?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey you.
Hi. Thank you for listening. What I found the best part about Katie talking to Caitlin and talking about how satisfied she was is that she's completely forgotten about Justin.
Is Justin even there?
Poor Justin.
Yeah.
Because she's completely forgotten. And Caitlin has to remind her. She says, well, at the end, she says, well, Justin's still here. And Katie's face is like, oh.
Oh, he is? Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. But yeah, I mean, before we dive right into Justin, I think it's time to take a break.
Mm.
And we're back. Justin, by the way, is here. In general.
What?
Well, I was going to say, welcome, Justin.
Welcome to the stage, Justin.
Looking hot as ever,
so
ready
good.
To get broken up with.
He is by far, to me, the best dressed of the season.
Yep.
He always wears interesting colors. He wears great tight pants, which we always love to see on a hot man.
I agree.
I just love him.
The mustard blazer, I still remember.
It's in my dreams.
I don't think I want to wear it, but I'm glad he did.
I think you would look good in it.
You think I would look good?
Okay. I think you could pull it off.
I think you could.
Thomas, you couldn't. you're way too white.
I know. I know. Listen, I admit it. We are a jewel tone.
We're a jewel tone.
You and me. This yeah. olive skinned icon over here.
Exactly.
Can pull off a mustard.
I might. I just might. Christmas party 2021, if it happens.
If it happens. Fingers crossed.
The Luke.
We do the best jump cut in the world. From Justin getting ready to get broken up with to Justin posing against a tree.
Oh, incredible. Incredible.
His voiceover about how he's so in love with Katie and we have so much in common and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no offense, but like, when did we find this out?
But to be fair, after the final rose, he does say, and then Katie kind of repeats it, that they didn't show a lot of their relationship. Yeah. So it must have just been really boring. Right? The good stuff makes TV.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Sorry. No drama, no issues, no heavy conversations. Obviously happened.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Sorry.
But I mean, the nail in the coffin truly is there was no run
and jump. She doesn't run and jump.
She doesn't run and jump. And she immediately goes up to him and says, let's talk.
Can we talk?
He should have just left right there.
He should have just gone. I actually don't need to talk. I'm going to leave.
Yeah. The
taxi?
Car, please.
Taxi?
I got to go.
Yes.
But it was sad because he runs to her. He's so excited.
Which is still kind of weird to me.
What's weird about that?
That he wanted to run and jump on her?
Just that they had a relationship.
Okay, let's actually break this down because we were talking about this as we were watching. I do not think that if they met, Justin and Katie met in a bar in Seattle, that he would go for her.
No.
I don't see it. I don't see that they have a physical connection.
No.
I think he would go for someone. I don't know who he would go for.
I don't know, but someone, she's too white for him, I think.
And plain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we love Katie. Like, Katie, we love you.
Yes.
But I just don't think that this is a match physically.
Justin is like a beautiful, like, homemade marble rye. And Katie is fucking Texas toast. Don't get me wrong. I love Texas toast. Perfect for French toast.
And delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But does not go with a marble rye.
And I would argue that Blake is more of a Texas. He's thick.
Yeah.
So he's Texas toast.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. They make a good sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh my God. On the fly. Are we comedians?
Yes.
I think we're comedians.
I totally agree. They're not a match.
And like their breakup was nice. I'm really glad that she said to both of them, I was thinking of quitting. The Greg thing really rocked me. But I had just, and I think it was very mature of her to say, I had such a good experience with Blake that I don't think it's fair to you because that's all that would be in my mind.
Of course. Yeah.
Right? Because she said, like, this is it. I'm here. Yeah. I found it. Sorry, it's not you.
Have we ever seen this before? Historian, please, Joel.
I don't know if I've seen someone literally just go up to someone and say, I'm in love with the other guy. Period.
Yeah.
And that's what she did.
Yeah.
Which I really respect her for because
I do respect.
I think like that is what she had to do.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Justin, blindsided. Should he have been blindsided? Maybe not.
Yeah.
But he seemed quite blindsided. This was also a very short part of the 2 hour, 3 hour extravaganza that is the finale.
Yeah. He got about 5 minutes of airtime.
5 minutes. Right?
And for someone so hot, that is very rare.
That's
but he
illegal.
Is more of a visual.
That should be illegal for sure.
I thought he was pretty fun. I think as he showed more of his personality, he was better. Like they just didn't give him a chance. The producers didn't give him a chance and Kate didn't give him a chance is what he said.
Producer is fucking it up once again.
Always.
You know they were telling him that you're the one.
You're the one.
She keeps telling us.
Yeah.
Oh, you know course. What they do to these poor guys.
Yes. No, I agree. And it's also very respectable that she doesn't go through with the date. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Because we know that everyone in the world wants to have sex with Justin.
Yes. Here's the deal. The mistake was having sex with Blake first.
Yeah, she should have really switched those.
Because I would have gladly gotten the dick as much as I could on both accounts.
If I was the Bachelorette, this is what I would do.
Tell us.
Please.
I would do it in order from least to most likely to win my heart.
Obviously.
For that. So I would have sex with all three of them. But I hope my parents never listen. I've never told them the name of the podcast. They can't ever find it. But I would. I would be like my third place choice. I would have sex with them first.
Yeah.
Then second. And then first.
Yeah.
You could never tell anyone. You wouldn't be lying to anyone because you wouldn't know how good the other two were.
It's true. That's a very Caitlin Bristow decision of you.
Well, no, Caitlin Bristow's decision was to fuck one of the guys way before.
Before Fantasy.
And then to tell the rest of the guys and then they still stayed and then she picked someone else.
Yeah, that's
I mean, credit to her.
I mean, iconic.
Snaps for her.
Snaps for Caitlin.
Sorry, Sean B.
Oh my God. I think the biggest mistake of Justin's bachelor career is getting into that SUV and not having a better bachelor audition in the car.
Well, he is famously not able to open up. That's what he said.
Fair.
His friends told us.
Herb did say that.
Herb
did tell us that last week. And we respect Herb. I actually really like Herb.
Yeah.
He was cool.
But they didn't even show us him in the back of the Suburban. So.
You were in the bathroom.
Oh, was I? Okay. Yeah. I did have to pee.
Yeah. But to be fair, didn't miss much.
Didn't miss much. So. Okay,
just driving away in an SUV.
Yeah.
But it's funny because if somebody really breaks down in the back of the car, we make fun of them.
Yeah.
So now we're making fun of him for doing the opposite. We're a fickle bunch.
I'm sorry. Did you forget the title of the podcast?
All right. We do hate The Bachelor.
Then we cut to Justin live in front of the audience looking fucking
snack.
10 out of 10.
Snack.
10 out of 10.
That's not even a snack. That's a fucking meal.
Yeah.
That's a three-course meal.
Yeah.
Like fucking Michelin star. That shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love that the first thing he says is, I feel like I was kind of just there by default. All of us feel that way.
Yeah.
So
good that you have a brain
there. Bachelor Nation agrees.
Yeah.
Very key.
You should have been third.
Yeah. Should have been fifth, to
and
be
you were
honest.
Third in Katie's heart.
And you would have been.
Actually, think about it. Two guys left that the door is still open for.
Yeah. Three guys left that the door is still open for. Andrew S. too.
But she didn't choose Andrew S. So I think she kicked him off. She chose Justin over him.
Yeah.
So
he
I
kept
do
the
think.
Door. Yes.
Fair.
Yeah.
I still think that was a mistake, but.
I mean, I still think she could end up with any of them and it's over.
And she's engaged.
And she's engaged.
Spoiler.
Yeah. We never know.
Then they call Katie out and Justin is like a little bit unexpectedly emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very like verklempt.
Oh, good word. $10 word.
Yeah. He's very like in his feels and kind of small. And I was shocked that he was like that because I didn't.
Me too.
Think it.
And like after 2 months, even a month, you've had some time.
But then they had like an emotional moment and then they had a really funny moment with his like
the faces compilation.
Montage.
The most incredible part of that
I think
whole
that was
episode.
I loved it. And that's what I was talking about when I think because he really kind of was opening up there and laughing and being really relaxed. And that's when I started to be like, oh, okay, I think there are some interesting pieces about him that aren't just like his looks and his facial expressions. We didn't see any of that. We didn't get to know him at all.
Just those eyes.
Just those eyes.
And that mustard blazer.
And those lips.
Yeah.
And those lips.
Those lips. We love him.
I mean, hey, we don't know. He could be a surprise bip at the end.
Justin, call in.
Justin, call. If not, just give us your number for Jessica.
She's just to me. I'm single. Bip.
Jessica's available.
I'm available.
She's beautiful. She's smart.
I will move anywhere.
Just like Katie, she'll move anywhere.
I'm just like Katie.
She will move anywhere.
Strong, independent women.
We need to pivot a moment because it is now time for Blake to meet the rudest family that I have ever fucking met in my life.
The best family.
We have very polarizing opinions.
Katie's mom and aunt, who could be her
younger
daughter.
Sister?
Daughter. What
the
fuck?
Very young looking. Flawless skin.
Flawless skin.
Yeah, looking great. So Katie's going to age well. So
we do know. First thing we love to notice, mom's beautiful Celtic knot heart tattoo is such a mom tattoo. She may as well have a dolphin on her ankle.
And it's like over her heart, like over her.
I mean, famously.
Is that where it's supposed to be?
Over her Celtic heart?
Over her Celtic heart. Is that where you're supposed to get the tattoo?
I don't know. I think so.
Maybe.
Who cares? I don't know.
I didn't really love it, to be honest.
I hated
the position. I hated that you could see it.
But like, I loved the mom.
The mom was amazing.
Mom was great.
The aunt was the worst.
Well, the aunt. Two things that were very notable to me. That the
wait, let's back
okay,
it up.
Okay, wait,
let's back it up. We got to talk about Katie's jacket and her makeup being flawless.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
No, credit where credit is due.
Yes,
Jessica, you're very correct.
Thank you.
She
thank
does
you.
Look great.
Her makeup artist redeemed herself or themselves.
For the blush.
For the blush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think
blended.
She looks a little bit like Brooklyn Intern, but.
Oh, yeah. Remember, two collars.
Two collars.
Blake was wearing zero
none
collars.
Well, she had to wear one to make up for Blake. She knew he would be wearing some sort of beige look.
Yeah,
and
gray.
Before they split off, one thing I really did notice, too, was like every time Blake went to say something, Katie's mom would cut him off to question it without letting him finish his sentence.
So would the aunt.
Yes.
They both were like, oh, yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, like, okay,
cute,
so
cute.
Can I maybe finish a thought before you just critique everything I'm fucking saying?
Definitely got the have been burned by men before vibe.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, like who hurt you?
Yeah.
On
how many
people how many?
Hurt? How many times?
How bad?
Yeah,
not for me.
But okay, now back to the aunt.
The aunt. My favorite two lines. You don't matter. And she doesn't need you.
Which is, I mean, the second one, fair. Katie does not need him.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
But you don't matter. for anyone who would ever go through an existential crisis, that would really burn. And I feel like Blake's gone through an existential crisis.
Yeah.
He's been on The Bachelor three times.
Yeah.
In less than a year, all during COVID.
He's like crying a little bit.
I will say that he handled her well.
Better than I would have handled her.
I would have stared at her. I mean, like, mouth open.
All you can do in that situation is kind of listen.
I probably would have laughed at her, to be honest. I would have been like, are you genuinely saying this?
You would fight. You would verbally attack.
I love fighting.
You love fighting.
I do. Does she not want to be here? Or does she just hate all men?
No, this is her moment. Yeah. She's seizing it. The producers were like, go for it. Be a badass.
Understands the assignment.
But does she understand it? Because I think in the end, the mom understands the assignment. Yes. Katie's mom understood the assignment.
Yes.
She was tough, but in the end, she cried. And I really liked when she said, if it works out in 2 years, this will all have been really worth it. And I'm like really happy
for
you.
And she trusts Katie.
The aunt just kept being like, oh, you do? You love her.
Figure it out. She literally was like,
fucking prove it.
Yeah, prove it. Stand up and prove it right now.
Jeez.
It was too much.
Yeah, it was. No, or was it just right?
Oh my God.
For me, it was just right.
I knew you would love it. I knew you would. Yeah.
And then I just have one little teachy, little tiny, teeny note, which is, this season, more so than any other season in my life, I have never seen this many straight men with cuffed jeans before.
Or just awkward pant lengths in general.
Yeah, there's a lot of awkward pant lengths.
The cuffed look is such a trend now, though.
It is.
Yeah.
But as far as I was aware, it was like a queer thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a fashion thing. And like the gays always get there
first
obviously, because they're willing to experiment. Yeah. And straight men famously not.
Yeah.
But I like it.
I was very impressed and just blown away that I saw this many men making fashion decisions.
Yeah. I love that you're impressed. It's very rare.
It's impressed by straight men even.
I know. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What is wrong with me? The show is influencing me.
Are you okay?
Should
we take your temperature? Yeah. Do you have
Honestly,
COVID?
I probably have COVID. Evening portion of the date, which I didn't think this was going to be a date. I thought it was just meeting the family.
Have we ever seen it be a date after?
Joel, historian?
Yeah, well, they usually go after and have a little chat.
But just
a
chat.
And then have a kiss. Usually one of them tells the other that they love them, and then they get in the van and go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's generally what happens. Yeah. But we go to the Burning Man date.
Well, because there's currently no one else on the show.
Yeah. So they really need to stretch it out because they have no content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to burn the creepiest looking, huge.
What?
It's a demon.
Is this Hereditary Part 2? Like, I don't. Yeah.
It's also in the middle of a windstorm. So they clearly weren't worried about creating a forest fire situation.
In the desert.
In the desert.
Famously the driest place.
Yes.
But wouldn't everything go up in flames then? The brush?
The grasslands?
The grasslands?
The tumbleweeds. They have somewhere to go.
Listen, I'm scarred from all the fires here.
So I did say earlier that they did start this date off when this should be their quality time. They started it by sitting alone on opposite sides of the Burning Man to write down their feelings.
Not talking to each other.
Not talking to each other. Not sharing. Not being together.
But hold on. We need to give credit where credit is due. There was no run and jump.
Because they'd already been together.
Snaps for Katie.
Yeah.
We just have to acknowledge.
The serious question.
Genuinely.
Do you think that when they see each other now in real life, they'll run and jump?
No.
After Africa for a month? Yes.
Correct. Mm. Yeah, I get that.
Not if she goes, though.
Which apparently she's planning on going.
But if he was there already for a month and she arrived, run and jump.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, well.
Still deserves jail, but we're just justifying it.
Okay, one of us needs to be in a relationship so we can do the run and jump.
I think the ultimate jail is daily run and jump.
Ultimate.
If that is happening every time you see each other, go away.
There's
something wrong
like
with
Azkaban.
You.
There's Burn with the Burning Man.
There's
Thank you.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
You love each other.
Azkaban.
We're mixing genres. Yeah,
but like, what's
allowed?
The worst jail I can
even
think about?
Mention Harry Potter these days?
Yeah. Oh,
Whoa.
My God.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
My favorite part of this date is that Blake cannot handle this Burning Man. He hates the demon. His look of apprehension.
He can't look away.
He can't look away. He's staring at it so intently. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's the best eye contact he's made all season.
He's ever made.
And those glowing eyes. It changed from red to green.
Yeah. It was so creepy.
Yeah, they were both really fucking scared of this thing. Their little nervous notes were cute, but I don't know. It's like, why would you? I wouldn't admit my fears.
Well, you have to. Remember, RuPaul tells us you can't win the show if you're not going to be vulnerable.
I know. Well, he's already won the show.
He doesn't know
he's
it.
He's the only one there.
He doesn't know yet, though. He doesn't know. She doesn't tell him. Just so funny.
Did she never tell him?
No.
No. He never.
Right up until he proposed, she never told him.
No.
Wow.
I know.
I know.
That's wild.
I know. So he was probably so stressed.
And she wasn't.
She wasn't at all. She was like, hey, I got my man.
The Burning Man is over. It burns, falls over, nearly hits them. They freak out. Date's over.
I mean, romance. I feel like the next one of us that goes on a date has to
burn things.
Do some sort of variation of this.
Gladly.
As a joke. Okay. Just ask them to write down their biggest insecurities and fears, and then you'll burn them together.
Yeah, tell me all your fears.
We'll buy a little doll from Value Village. Yes. We'll burn it.
Oh my God. If I don't scare guys away after the first date, that definitely will.
That's what I mean. That you'll know they're a keeper.
That's true.
It is forest fire season, so I don't even know if we should be joking about this.
That's true, but that's not a joke. People will send in letters. Our eight listeners will be like,
only you can prevent forest fire.
Two on the nose.
Yeah.
Two on the nose.
Yeah, a little too relevant.
Yeah.
Then we cut to Tayshia FaceTiming with the one man on the show that doesn't need to be here, Neil Lane.
Just zoom in, though.
Just a quick little zoom.
And she says, we need some rings, stat.
And then all of a sudden has $500,000 in engagement rings in front of her.
Six rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These rings, they always have so many diamonds.
They're ugly.
I think they're all ugly.
They're so gaudy and not, like, I feel like people think, like, oh, it's a diamond ring, so let's make it fancy by throwing as many fucking diamonds on it as possible.
But you know those basic brides, sweetheart neckline at the wedding, like they poofy want
poofy skirt.
Poofy skirt, princess, everything. They want that big, gaudy 400 mini diamonds surrounding a big diamond. They want that.
Yeah.
Right? That is a thing that a lot of women want. And some men probably too.
Not to throw a curveball. Do you have an engagement ring dream?
No, I never have. I've never been close enough to getting engaged to think about those things.
Fair. Fair. Neither of my relationships have surpassed a year, so I must say also same.
Fair.
Joel? Yeah.
Titanium.
Okay.
I do think that I want a different stone, not a diamond.
Okay.
Ooh.
I would love, like my mom has emeralds. I love, and I think that would be cute to have emeralds like my mom. Yeah. And just something different. I don't think I'm a big diamond gal, to be honest.
No, you're not.
No. It seems a bit bougie to me.
I don't mind like a smoky, like the smoky diamonds would be really cool on like a titanium band.
Yeah.
Oh, have we solved the problem? Here we go.
Here we go.
Turn up. Boys, watch out.
Boys, hey.
Plan in the future.
If you're listening.
Take notes, fellas.
Call in.
How do we feel about these rings other than the fact that they're fucking gross?
I liked the first one, the square one, the shape the best.
Yeah.
And then I'm happy with the one he chose.
Oh, the only one that I liked was the one he chose.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the very clean,
simple,
the simplest one of all
the
of
simplest.
Them.
Yeah. Because Katie is a simple girl. Like, honestly, I wish they would, I get it, they have a contract with Neil Lane, but I wish they would choose different designers based on the person.
Or like, why can't Neil Lane just design different rings?
Exactly. Like, Katie is a simple person. She loves a crop sweater and a skinny jean and no heel.
Athleisure.
Like, is that someone who wants a giant ring that hits everything when she was walking around? No.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to cut people with your diamond?
Yeah.
No, maybe you do.
Yeah.
Maybe. I do.
Or maybe she'd get, like, I know someone that I've used to work with had a huge, huge diamond. And so she got a, like, second band, not a wedding band, but a second, they're really rich, just covered in diamonds, but it was just a band covered in diamonds.
Cute.
And she wears that when she like goes out and
her
does
casual
stuff.
Casual day.
Yeah, her
ring.
Day engagement ring because it hits too many things. So maybe Katie will do that. I don't know.
I'm sorry. What rich friends are these?
I know. Yeah. I know. You've never met them because they're too rich to meet you.
this other world you live in, Jess.
Wow. Oh my God.
I know. I'm so a woman of many layers.
Let's talk about the dynamic between Tayshia helping Blake choose rings as somebody who was actively dating and making out with Tayshia, but 6 months before.
I thought it was a bit awkward, to be honest.
Joel?
I was just really fixated on her yellow top with the weird pink earrings that I couldn't really pay attention to anything else. I think this was her worst look, and she still looked amazing.
Yeah.
But worst look of the season for Tayshia. To be honest, I didn't think about it until you guys brought it up.
Oh, fair.
I was too fixated as well on the ugly rings.
Maybe, I mean, they both moved on, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, so, well, yeah, but I just...
Maybe there's no issue. I do think it would be awkward.
I would just make a joke about it.
Blake knew Tayshia for 3 weeks, got dumped. Blake knew Katie for 3 weeks, got engaged.
Yes.
So...
Could go one of two ways.
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
God.
But also Blake was there for Claire, was not actually recruited to be on a Tayshia season.
No.
Fair.
There are many variables.
But as Blake's family said, you fell in love with Claire, then you said you were in love with Tayshia right away.
Did Blake say that he was in love with Tayshia?
I don't remember. I think because he was fifth on her season or sixth. Like he was pretty, he did pretty well.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. I do remember when she sent him home, she was really upset.
Yeah.
And it was the upset look that they used for all the promos.
Right.
And so we couldn't believe that it was over Blake.
Right, because I remember we didn't have a connection with Blake at all.
No
I didn't like
so
him
when
on
she
Tayshia's
did,
season.
But only when he was leaving, we were like, what?
Exactly.
And then when she brought him back, being like, this is a guy that I really can vouch for, we were like, what?
Exactly.
And look where he is now.
He must be a decent guy.
He has to be a good guy for sure.
Maybe we'll see them in Toronto one day.
Oh my God. Can they do a cross Canada tour?
At Joey's.
At Joey's. Local. The local.
At the local.
Oh yeah, no, they're not Joey's people. They're local.
Don Mills.
For sure. Oh my God.
Too much.
Katie's engagement look.
I
the best she's ever looked.
It is the best she's ever looked, except for when she was in the robe with no makeup.
I know, the orchid white robe.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it did look, it actually did look really good.
Yeah.
But no, I love the green.
Yes.
The green looks amazing on her skin. Looks great with her dark hair. Controversial opinion, but I love the earrings, the matching earrings. I think they do look really good.
Yes.
And she wasn't wearing any other jewelry, so it kept it simple.
Yeah.
Hate the nude illusion.
Oh my God.
Why do you want to look like a figure skater? I don't understand. Are you on the ice? Are you
we're
moving?
Going there, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm fully being brought into this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, read me for filth. Okay, I hate nude illusion.
I know you do.
I hate it so much. I hate if it doesn't match the skin tone, if it doesn't need to be there at all.
It yeah. doesn't. And
tape
it does
her
not.
In.
Yeah, it does
and
not
she's
need
just standing
it.
There.
She has tiny boobies. They could be taped around
those
easily.
Those boobs aren't flying around.
No.
There's no issue with a nip slip.
No. And if her tit fell out while she was horseback riding? Take it from a different angle.
We would
it's
love
fine.
It. And you know who else would love it?
Blake.
God. The nude illusion. I think the front nude illusion in the center in the cleavage was a travesty. The under the arm nude illusion. I can't.
I did hate more than anything the under the arm nude illusion.
Did not need to be there. Wrecked the line of the dress.
That was the most
the
offensive.
Line of the front of the dress.
That was the most
nothing.
Offensive part.
Beautiful green. Love the pattern of the dress. She looked stunning.
She looked beautiful.
Why they made her walk. Why did they make her walk
Why did
through
they
the
drive
dusty?
Her up for her to walk 300 meters to the engagement spot?
In open-toed sandals, filthy.
It doesn't make any sense.
Her it's dress was
they
so
needed,
dirty.
Like the voiceover, but I get just make her stand there and do the voiceover. We're
in
fine.
The wind,
we'll
ethereal.
Yes.
Wind blown in the hair. I don't
very
know.
Like Lord of the Rings, you know?
Yes.
Oh my God, iconic. Yeah. I will
Arwen
say,
Arwen
and I hate that I'm literally saying this, so like bear with.
Mm.
Rest in peace. I think Matt James's engagement setup was prettier than hers.
It was.
Because Matt had like a whole gazebo set up. It was like really nice. And they basically just gave Katie a fucking Aztec blanket and a wooden platform.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, they were in New Mexico, so they had to shove it down our throats.
Yeah. They normally do, but this time it was very clear.
Yeah. I mean, I hated Matt James's setup just because I hate him.
Yeah. Fair.
And Rachel. But
racially insensitive, Rachel.
Yeah. RIR.
RIR.
I had to think about that because of the wine.
I was trying to think about it too, and you beat me to it. That's how slow I am from the wine. Cheers.
Just on that third bottle, kids.
But this setup, it wasn't that nice. And the wind was really strong. We could hear it in the microphones.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised the production didn't set up some sort of tent. Or something they could go that would
barrier.
Block the wind. Yeah, something.
Yes.
They probably could have done something with the Aztec blanket, actually.
Just held it up.
Hung it up with some string between two trees.
Ambiance.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking
traditional,
God.
I believe.
Yeah. And one thing that you mentioned during the episode, Jess, was that why does Tayshia and Caitlin get their hair up for the wind and Katie gets hair in her face
the
entire time?
And the worst, and you two won't know about this, but when you wear your hair down, and you're wearing lipstick.
It sticks to your lips.
It sticks to your lips if the wind is blowing. It's so uncomfortable.
Jessica, I've worn a wig.
Of course. I've seen you in a wig. You're amazing looking.
I've worn a wig and a gloss.
So I was like, the audacity.
Yeah.
I do think her hair down with that dress was pretty.
It was the right choice aesthetically.
Yeah, but environmentally.
Yeah. And
not
we know
so much.
They haven't done the right choice aesthetically for the whole season.
So
it's like, why? choose now. It's the same they did with Becca too. Like Becca, they styled really poorly.
Yeah,
when Becca she was the Bachelorette. Yeah, and a beautiful girl.
Yeah,
did not style her well. So
beautiful girl makes bad decisions, as we'll see next season.
We know.
We already know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
It was in the preview.
It was in the preview.
Oh, I wasn't.
Her and Thomas.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
She also looks like she's morphing slowly into Caitlin Bristow. So
yeah,
that's an odd moment.
Well, hey, when you try to be one of the only 2,500 brunette white girls in the Bachelor Nation, you got to stand out somehow.
It's true. There's about 5,000 blonde girls, tiny 5'2 blonde girls. And as the tall brunettes, they need to stand out.
She stood out enough to make her the Bachelorette.
Yeah. The only reason she was the Bachelorette is because she got dumped after the final rose by what's-his-face.
Ari.
On 40 head. Minutes.
The head holding. Oh, my God. That was the most incredible. I'll never forget that day. Yeah. I'll never forget it. We've never seen Blake look this fancy. Cute little polka dot tie so moment.
This suit did look a bit small.
Well, I think that's how he dresses,
he's
to be
thick.
Fair. Yeah, he's a thick boy.
I would have liked to see a little bit less ill-fitting, but because it could still have been fitted, but he could have moved. He didn't move very comfortably, and the jacket, when he was like walking towards her, the jacket rode up a little bit. He had to keep pulling it down.
You know what? It was probably meant for Greg.
Wowie, wow.
That final runaway suit was meant for Greg. And
production only provides one tux, and it was for Greg.
Fair.
Oh, good.
And they're like, fair, what are we going to do? We got Blake and he's thick.
Fair. Good point. Good point. They're like, well, if he loosened it out a bit, yeah.
Blake walks up, says he needs a minute, spends about 25 minutes in silence. And Katie goes, well, I guess I'll make my speech now.
Yeah.
Makes her speech. It was cute. It was nice.
It was fine.
Love comes at the right moment. That was very nice.
That's nice.
Blake takes more time to say his speech because he's shitting himself.
Yeah, or as she says in After the Final Rose, he's just a prankster. He's just waiting.
I think he was nervous.
Yeah. Yeah. But before anything, I think first and foremost, we need to talk about Tayshia and Caitlin's looks.
Oh my God.
Okay. Yellow dress.
Incredible.
I love the yellow dress.
Confusing at first.
Yep. Twisty and weird, but I aesthetically, the visual in the wind with
loved
the pony.
Loved it.
She looked great.
Yeah, Tayshia.
Well, we discovered...
It was a, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Upon
Instagram.
Inspection.
A bodysuit.
Oh my God.
Why was she wearing that blazer?
It was cold. It's New Mexico.
I don't care. Caitlin was in a gauzy satin dress.
That's true. That's
Caitlin
true.
Was wearing layers.
Caitlin was in cheesecloth and Tayshia was in a parka.
Yeah. Why are you covering up this gorgeous silhouette with this clunky blazer? Yeah.
They looked strange together.
They did not. They were not going to the same event.
But I loved each of their looks individually.
I did
love them.
They both looked amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Tayshia, again, could wear anything. Garbage bag. Looks good.
Tayshia could wear
belt it.
All of the love letters that I wrote her.
Listen.
In your mind.
You need to cool a little bit because she's going to think you're stalking her. She gets those letters.
Call in, Tayshia. Thomas will have a stroke.
Tayshia,
tell us how creeped out you are.
I promise I'm gay. It's fine. I just love you. And the ground you walk on.
Yeah, but like, we would all be gay for Tayshia.
I know. Totally. Did anyone else notice that Katie was surprised when he got down on one knee, as if that wasn't the intention of the entire section of the episode?
Well, I think when she talked about that, and like before, like, that she was wondering because he had said to her that he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Right? So he did say he loved her, which I think is great, but it sometimes ends not in an engagement.
It's true.
Which I think is fine.
What's the most recent one that hasn't ended in an engagement?
Matt and Rachel.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was like, I blocked it out.
Yeah, I know.
Don't even remember anything about that season other than Katie.
Because, yeah, Matt and Rachel. Yeah. And then who was the Bachelorette before? Tayshia.
But
and then
they,
who was before?
Zach engaged.
Yeah.
Zach proposed.
Yeah, so most do. Most
Hannah
do
Brown got engaged, right?
Did she?
To Jed.
Oh, yeah, that
for
music
like a day.
Dude.
But
yeah.
He proposed.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking that one. I thought that one made
Garrett
sense.
Proposed to Becca.
They were together for a minute, but then he was transphobic.
And racist and sexist and everything.
No. And he doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter, so.
Enthusiast.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool. From Reno, Nevada.
That's
shocking. Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Trash.
Wrong side of history. I think that's what that's called.
I know. But before we get to the live studio audience, it's time to take a break. And we're back with our live studio audience.
Wow, that was a long commercial break. I hope you all made it through.
Thanks for sticking around, you guys. We really appreciate your support.
Yeah.
we're back in the studio and sad little bitch boy's here.
He looks like a sad,
Gregory.
Sad puppy. He's, and like every time they flash to him while the episode was going on, they're like, and soon we'll have Greg come out. And he was like so sad in the back, like tracing his finger down the wall.
Long faced and so fucking sad. Emo as hell.
Yeah, yeah. He comes out and I mean, he looks great. We all know I love Greg.
Yeah.
He's very hot.
Aesthetically, we love Greg.
Aesthetically, we love him.
Until he opens his mouth.
Yeah, because he's talking. So he looks like a sad puppy, I thought. He has very victim-like posture, and he talks very slow.
Which is so manipulative.
It's very much like, I'm going to portray. It's like when you call in sick to work, and you're not sick. You know, I'm sick.
I'm so sick.
Right? Those are the vibes that I get.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go to the beach, and you have a great time.
Shit face on 10 white claws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girls give him a chance to, I don't know, speak and plead his case, but I wasn't really paying attention because I couldn't stop staring at his little bitch boy face.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, I don't think he did himself really any favors. He kind of stood his ground and was like, this is how I was feeling. I was trying to express myself. Maybe I didn't do it appropriately.
Oh, you think?
But yeah, so they were like, well, let's ring Katie out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she comes out and you were...
She went right in.
Does she walk past him, head nods him. He was expecting...
He was smiling and like open arm to her, fully expecting her to come to him. And that is... You could just see he has no idea that he did something wrong.
And she has been stewing for months.
As we can see.
Clearly we saw it.
Holy fuck. Yeah. I was living for this moment. I love fighting on TV. I love a showdown.
No.
That's why I watch the Real Housewives reunions for multiple times over. She... barely even acknowledges him, and she just fucking lays in on him.
Yes.
Acting practice, manipulative, gaslighting, like she really fucking buzzwords the shit out of him.
All I wrote in my notes is, ooh, she's so angry. Very Lisa Rinna.
Very, you're so angry.
You're so angry.
Lisa Rinna versus Denise Richards. Talk about an iconic conversation.
Your tone is very pointed.
That was the pointed tone. She was, I mean, it is very evident that she is over him in a, she doesn't care, like love him.
Well, she said that she didn't think about him anymore.
But
and
clearly
it was over the
second
he left, she didn't think about him. But that's not true.
Yeah.
No, because she's harboring a lot of anger. Maybe she's not harboring any love for him anymore, but she's got the anger.
Maybe she is.
And I liked when he said that he wasn't Meryl Streep. Oh, and then she said,
Clearly.
Well, I mean, she fell for it at the time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily buy into the fact that he's doing this all for acting. I think we've talked about this so many times, anyone who goes on the show is doing it to build their own brand. Of course. That's why you go on a TV show to find love. People who don't want to build their brand don't do it like that.
Yeah.
But
they go to a fucking bar.
Do I think he was faking his feelings for her the whole time? That would be like an incredible level of narcissism and fakeness that I don't think I'm really ready to
believe.
To believe.
To
accept. Like, I don't even accept that of Thomas when he was being, like, I think he was just telling the truth and knew he was narcissistic, but he wasn't pretending.
Yeah, he was a little self-aware.
He wasn't pretending to be in love with her.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know. I just, that to me was a little bit like she was just really hurt and trying to hurt him.
Well, I think Greg was so hurt that he had to leave from her lack of, I don't know, any emotion to him telling her that he loved her.
And I think the best part is when she was like, you fucking said that you needed to hear something or get validation. She's like, I gave you the first impression, Rose, the first one-on-one. You were the first person to get a second one-on-one.
Before other people had one date.
On all the group dates, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fucking read him the riot act because you're right.
It's true.
She agree with her on
gave
that one,
him more validation than we've seen in a lot of episodes. Like, we haven't seen that.
In seasons.
Yeah.
When was the last historian?
I mean, it is historically a thing that the girls give the guy the first impression rose and they pick him.
That they're going
to
be with.
So right away, Greg was a front runner to be night one.
Yeah.
Use the term front runner because he doesn't like bachelor terms, even though he's on the fucking show.
Yeah.
Well, then that was performative to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was, I mean, she gave him so much validation. Even Matt James didn't give Rachel that much validation.
And
he was obsessed with Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since you cried for the prayer.
Oh my God.
But we digress.
I just don't think that Greg is smart enough to have masterminded a full manipulation.
No.
Even though some of it came across that way. I do think that he legitimately had feelings for her and just got really caught up in the production and the whole thing. And so I don't think that he's an evil person, but he does not come out looking good at the end of this.
No. And he's gone through some personal trauma that seems pretty recent. So I just don't think he was mentally strong
enough. But they bonded over that.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's so strange to me that he doesn't think that it was real. What she was communicating to him was real. And like those, the things that she was giving him. I don't know. This is where I think Caitlin really did an amazing job hosting.
Yes.
Because
she navigated that conversation.
Yeah, beautifully. Well. Tayshia didn't say a word. So they obviously must have determined.
But then they switched spots on the couch. So
that's what I mean. So they must have
exchanged hosting duties.
Yeah. So they must have talked about who would take the lead. But Caitlin did incredible, actually, like saying and asking Katie to define what gaslighting meant, all these things. It's true. Like the viewer doesn't know what that stuff means.
Well, and people throw out terms all the time without accurately.
And they throw out hurtful terms all the time. Yeah. So it's good to ask someone to define them because then they maybe think about, do you actually mean it?
I did love when Caitlin's like, sorry to interrupt, but we have to go to commercial. And Katie goes, good, get rid of him.
Yes. She was pretty harsh.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. Greg was like, the fuck.
Greg was shocked.
Yeah, he was shaking his little boots.
Oh yeah, because he, honestly, I don't think he definitely wears white briefs.
White briefs from Costco.
He's never experienced a woman not taking him back, I think, or forgiving him. Like when she walked on the stage, he fully had his arms out and was smiling.
Yeah.
And she was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He had no idea.
This sad boy act works for him.
I think it works for him. He fucks.
All the tail.
Greg fucks for
Greg
sure.
Greg fucks.
Yeah. Boys, girls, anybody he wants.
Yeah.
In my dreams.
In all of our dreams, to be fair.
I just, right before Greg leaves, my eyes traveled to his right hand. Why do all these men have fucking beaded bracelets?
Because Connor B made them for them.
It's friendship.
Friendship.
It's legitimate, profound friendship.
All of them have these like
the best buds.
They're like bracelets. Yeah,
they are best buds.
The bracelet. It's real.
The bracelet.
I hate it, but I love it. Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah,
I hate it.
We all hate it.
Would you prefer like BFF necklaces? I don't know. I think I like the bracelet. Like
a puka shell?
A puka shell! A BFF puka shell necklace! It would go really well with the French tips!
It would, actually.
Oh my God.
I feel like we're in 2002 all over again.
My nightmare. Then Blake comes out and Katie does a full 180.
Well, because this is her person.
She loves him.
She loves him.
I like them together a lot.
Me too!
I like them together a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're cute.
I'm a big fan.
Do we think they're going to last?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I always hope so. I never know. Some couples, you can tell right away they're not going to last.
Well, the Bachelorettes are better.
But the Bachelorettes are always better at picking because they don't think with just their
dicks.
Yes.
Yeah. The guys are like, oh, hot.
Yeah.
And then they pick her.
The guys always pick the hottest one, the one they're most attracted
Racist
to.
Racist Rachel.
Racially insensitive.
Sorry,
Rachel.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The degrees of racism. Yes. So hopefully they stay together. I do agree, but we shall see. There are some variables, as Mom pointed out and Aunt pointed out, with different countries.
On her Instagram today, she did say, next stop, Canada.
I did, yes.
So
for just a visit.
Katie, we're here.
Canada. I mean, to be fair, Toronto is a cool city.
Yeah.
And but Katie,
I would let her be here. Canadian. I love her.
Yeah. She'll
work at Joey's.
Oh, yeah.
We will embrace you in open arms.
She can get a job at a bank anywhere.
You ever want to come to Vancouver? We'll hook you up.
Listen,
whatever you need.
Girl, we'll hang out with you.
Like, whatever you need.
I bet you we would have a lot of fun with Katie.
I think so, too.
Yeah. She would like us.
Yeah, we'd be BFF.
Katie, call
in. She for sure likes a White Claw.
Let's build the relationship.
Katie loves a White Claw. Katie, call the fuck in. Now, before we close out, we have one very important thing to discuss, which is the Paradise sneak peek.
The sneak peek.
Almost Paradise.
Almost Paradise. Paradise.
Oh my God, I'm knocking on heaven's door.
I do feel like we're knocking on heaven's door. I'm excited.
There are like 1,000 people on this season.
Yes.
Like we see the return of Demi.
Demi.
We love Demi.
And like for Tammy.
A couple All-Star Season 6 out of the blue left field options. Like Tammy.
Riley, who we really liked.
Riley the lawyer.
From Clayshia's season. Yes. We really liked him. He seems like an amazing guy.
Seem to enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Why He's not? A babe.
I'm so pumped for Abigail. Oh, sweet angel, Abigail. Make it out with Demi in the promo. Love to see it.
We love to see it.
Abigail.
Freedom.
Call in.
Call in.
I mean, I'm excited for Champagne Kelsey.
Oh my God.
I mean, will she find love this time?
Her and her tiny nose.
The smallest nose.
Yeah, I don't know.
The smallest nose.
The cake and the fire.
Also, you know what? I really wish that Kelsey's twin would come on with the real nose. You know, we've all done the research.
Yes, I agree.
Like, Ashley's sister came that one season. Lauren came that one season. She wasn't a Bachelor alum. Crazier things have happened.
Demi's boring girlfriend came last season. More interesting things have happened.
They needed the diversity, and they got it.
The one thing that will be wild to watch is Becca and Thomas.
I like Becca. I don't like Thomas. So this is going to be tumultuous for me.
Just a quick aside.
She's terrible season men, though. I'm not surprised.
Why do you like Becca?
Okay.
I like Becca, too. I think she's fine. I mean, so I would say I like her. She's fine.
Yeah, I have been listening to Bachelor Happy Hour, Becca's podcast.
So you're cheating on the podcast that you're currently a guest on.
I mean, I've been listening to this one, too. Religiously.
As long as you don't stop.
No.
Yeah, we need those full views.
I also don't. And I've also listened to.
Also, rate us on Apple Podcast, Spotify.
I will say that I've listened to every episode of this podcast, and I have not listened to every episode of that podcast.
Iconic. So good answer.
Becca has had a little bit of a transition from like ignorant white girl to being a little bit more woke, and you can actually hear it throughout the podcast, and I like her more now.
Okay. And she was co-host with Rachel Lindsay.
Who has left, and for a good reason.
Yes, but for a brief moment. So I think she learned a lot from Rachel.
And now Tayshia has stepped in. Listening to Tayshia with Becca, I don't really give a shit about Becca sometimes. I just listen to Tayshia. But I do like Becca more now because I think that she has more perspective. And I think that she's like listening, paying attention, and doing the right thing a lot of the time. She wants to challenge people. She was the one that hosted the episode when Justin came on about his like teenage homophobia, which was kind of ridiculous, but... And she asked him all the right questions, and it was a very good interview. And I don't know, I respect her more now, post-Garrett.
And that's the end of our Bachelor Happy Hour promo.
Yeah.
Please send us money for that. We need it.
Sponsor us, please. Sponsor us.
I'm a committed fan. What can I say?
Okay, overall, very good season.
Yes.
I would say excellent season.
Excellent.
Yeah.
One of the best we've seen in a while.
I think like so too.
Katie did an amazing job. Kudos to Katie.
Yeah.
Like, we knew.
Snaps for Katie.
We knew she was going to be fabulous. Good communication.
Amazing communication.
Direct. Not like a beat around the bush kind of gal.
The men all loved her and respected her even as she was sending them home.
Yeah.
More bro tears than ever before.
We love to see it. Overall, great season.
I think some of the hottest guys we've ever seen.
I mean, hello, Aaron.
Aaron. Like, I don't know who Aaron's going to end up with on BIP, but I don't care. I hope he makes up with everybody.
I mean, listen, in the preview, he was horseback riding with Chelsea. Ooh.
I just don't see that as a match because Chelsea really ruined herself for me.
She did.
When she
turned on Katie.
When she turned on Katie. Right. I felt like that was the wrong move.
They kind of all do.
Yeah, and I don't like any of them for doing that.
I still like Serena C.
So, she is hot.
Serena C.
Yeah.
The arson accuser?
Oh, is that who that is?
Remember when she was...
She called her the arsonist.
Yeah.
Oh,
and a virus.
And a virus. Okay, and I was like, wow, in this pandemic?
True. Yes, but she's lit on Instagram, okay?
Fair. No, listen, credit where credit is due.
Okay.
She's fashion.
Serious questions before we get too drunk and really this devolves. Who gets your rose for the season? We haven't planned this.
We haven't. Spoiler alert, we have not planned this. Oh, listen, guys, this is very...
We haven't planned much.
We never plan anything. Who gets your rose for the season?
I feel like it's an obvious answer. And I feel like you and I are going to have the same answer. Because it's clearly Michael.
It's Widow Dad. It's Michael A. It's Michael.
I'm trying to think of something else.
Michael, the ring is on my finger. I am ready.
Yeah.
It's all I can ever think about.
Oh my God. Michael is the one.
He is the one.
He is not 2 through 10.
I will say that I think my favorite... contestant of the season was Andrew S.
Ooh.
I loved Andrew S.
I did too.
I just thought he was lovely. When she sent him home and he was like, call me. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, he knows what the show is. He wasn't being blind.
He had a great Bachelor audition.
If he's not a Bachelor contender coming up, like him or Widow Dad, either are a strong choice or both. Wouldn't be mad.
I love that.
Give us a Caitlin Bristow double season.
Trade of the season.
Yeah, but the Caitlin Bristow double season was kickoff. what's her face first step.
Yeah, we want to see Devil.
What's her name?
But who's your trade of the season?
Trade of the season, Aaron.
Aaron.
Jessica, please.
Yeah.
I called that night one. No, not even night one. When I saw their promo pictures, Aaron's
so
was
did
first.
I. Aaron, me too.
Because his name starts with AA.
Yeah.
And it's alphabetical.
Yeah, and he was the only one.
He's the hottest one. And I looked through the rest and I was like, other hot guys, but he's still the hottest one.
Yeah.
Best dress of the season?
Justin.
James.
Ew.
turtlenecks?
I think Justin.
Justin for sure.
Justin.
I love James's outfits.
Sorry, we all love a black turtleneck.
I don't love a black turtleneck.
No, every episode. I'm sorry. James, not the one for me.
You know who ruined black turtlenecks for me?
James.
Brandon. Mike P. With a cross necklace over top of a black turtleneck.
Yeah.
Like, are you the minister or are you just living at church? Like,
okay, most awkward moment of the season.
Carl's existence.
No. Hunter on the stage with the drag queens.
Yeah. Good one.
Good one. You say Hunter's existence?
No, I said Carl's existence.
Carl's existence.
Carl, sorry, not Carl's existence. Carl airboxing. Yes.
Getting himself pumped up to face the guys.
Yeah.
Mine is Mike P lying in the bed saying, you remind me of my mom.
The tender cuddle date.
Ew.
Moments before. You're gone.
Yeah.
You remind me of my mother. I forgot about that.
That was it for me. I threw up a little in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was bad.
It was
bad.
That
was really, really bad.
I don't want to use the word cringy, but cringy.
Cringy.
Chuggy. One might even say chuggy.
Oh my God, are we hip?
We're old.
Oh my God.
We're so hip.
Well, there you have it. Two seasons down.
Ooh.
Jess, we are two seasons into this podcast.
So proud of you too.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Your commitment.
We're loving
it.
Thank you, 8 listeners.
Thank you so much, 8 listeners. This has been a really fun experience for us. Jess approached me with this idea, and let me tell you, any excuse to talk and have people listen to me, I'm fucking in.
My dream is to talk for a living, so this is
and I love being invited.
Yeah. Love it. Thomas. Where can they find us?
Jess, they can fucking tweet at us on Twitter at WeHateTheBatch. They can Instagram us, follow, share our posts. I make really nice, perfectly curated episode posts that go great, great in an Instagram story.
Ugh, beautiful.
At WeHateTheBachelor. And the email is on my phone. Fire us an email anytime. WeHateTheBachelor@gmail.com. And like fucking buckle the fuck up for Bachelor in Paradise next week.
Can't wait.
It's going to be amazing.
I am
spicy.
Like knocking on heaven's door.
Everyone, pour yourself some champagne, make a margarita, put your bikini on, put your briefs on, get naked.
Get naked.
Meet us at the television.
And get drunk.
Say you later.
We're going to be there. And say you later.
Say you later.
See you later.
We will see you later.
See you later.